Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma Itsuke. Yet another blessed Monday. I'm back. I took a leave of absence. I haven't been on since last year, since the last Monday of 2014. But I took a leave of absence due to medical reasons, but I'm back. You know, I'm in this fight, man, day to day, just like everybody else. I could have stood off a little longer, but, you know, due to my audience and my friends and a lot of people just hitting me up and letting me know that they missed the shows, you know, I mean, I miss them too, man. I miss these shows too, because not only do I give positive energy, but I receive the positive energy right back from everybody else. So, you know, good morning, man. Good morning. Call in 347-826-7722. And let me know what you're doing. Let me know how you're celebrating this fine, motivational morning. I'm on, man. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm back for sure. Okay, let me turn into some of the things that I wanted to say. And then, first of all, let me start with Hillary Clinton. That's right. You already knew. She didn't do it the last term, but she's doing it now. She's going for president. That's right. We might have the first woman president. So I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people doubted on having a black president, but yet, you know, we do. We ended up having a black president. So why not a woman president? You know what I mean? Why not? So what else I wanted to say? There's a couple of things. Oh, my God. Now, shout out to all those that are celebrating a birthday, all those that have turned up last weekend, everybody experiencing any type of difficulties in their life. I'm just sending lots of peaceful and positive vibes your way, as we do on these shows. I'm gonna go into music because I got some people calling me and inboxing me, and I'm just back, people. So I've just had my coffee and I'm trying to do the board and trying to get everybody at the same time. Everybody's trying to tune in. So let me let them tune in. Let me go into music and we'll be right back, please. I'm going.
Stay.
Monday morning. That's what it is. Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Yes, another Monday morning. I'm here. I'm back. I know I've missed a couple of Mondays, you know, going into our fourth month of the year. I thank you. I thank you for being supportive. I thank you for, you know, still giving me this stage, this platform. Big shout out to my little sis, the CEO of Lush Radio Online, Lushy Lush, who always has given me this platform to be able to do what I do, and that's to motivate and to send positive vibes out there to the world, because Lord knows we need it, right? All these crazy things going on in the world, you know, I mean, really, people, we really need to start going back to prayer. It's serious like that. I mean, it's nothing, you know, everything changes with prayer, you know. Prayer changes everything, so we all have to go back to, you know, to prayer, man, because it's just crazy out there. And so many things at my desk and so many things I want to get to. Before I went into music, I was talking about the presidency and how Hillary Clinton is now really doing it. Like, we may have the first female president. I mean, why not? Why not? And are you guys voting? Would you vote for her? I know I would. I was ready to vote the last time, but she didn't do it. So I'm ready. I'm, you know, my vote is going for her. Shout out to all my queens out there doing the work. I know they're going to go for Hillary, and not only because she's a woman. Let me get this. Not only because a woman, because she's a woman, but she, you know, she do her thing. She know what she's doing. She was the backbone of her husband. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? So. So, yeah, there's got to be a strong woman for every strong man, and she has been that strong woman. So I can see her doing presidency. I could see her doing the presidency seat. I definitely could see her doing that. Big shout out to all my listeners out there who are on through the web or however they're getting in through. Go to lushradioonline.com. You can also call straight in. If you're listening and you're having problems through the web or whatever, call in 347-826-7722 or go to my Facebook pages. I have the links straight to the show on there. So if you go to my Facebook pages, you could click on the link and you could be able to come right through to the show, all right? So make sure to go to the web, to the Facebook pages, and click on the links that I provide in the morning. I'm going to insert from The Secret, as you guys always asking me to read these, and I haven't forgotten. So here goes. If you ask for something, but really deep down don't believe that it can be manifested immediately because it is so big, then you are the one who is bringing time into your creation. You are creating the time it will take on your perception of the size of the thing you have asked for. But there is no size or time in the universe. Everything exists now in the mind of the universe. That was a nice early morning jewel for y'all. Did y'all get that? Y'all understanding the words that just came out of my mouth? I'm going to read it one more time because I really need y'all to start feeling this energy early in the morning. So here we go. If you ask for something, but really deep down don't believe that it can be manifested immediately because it is so big, then you are the one who's bringing time into your creation. You are creating the time it will take based on your perception of the size of the thing you have asked for, but there is no size or time in the universe. Everything exists now in the mind of the universe. That was for whoever needed that this morning. Whoever caught that, then that was for you. you know. Big shout out to all my people that are experiencing difficulties, losses. You know, you're feeling despaired. You're feeling not wanting to get up, not just because it's Monday, but just, you know, because of all the things that are going on in your life. I just want to let you know, don't give up, man. Hold on and don't give up. There's this one song that I got from Pink. It's Pink and John Legend. And, I mean, I'm just going to play the song. And if it's meant for you, then, you know, then you'll feel it. This will be for you.
Everybody's coming to the table. That's one thing that I can be optimistic about. Pain is what creates my music. I'm useless when I'm happy. So pain is what my motivator, frustration, anger, confusion, loneliness. So I think with what you're talking about, with the world being chaotic, which it is, all this chaos is what's bringing us all together, bringing the three of us into one room.
Somewhere there's a place. tried hard to settle down for every job. So many men, so many men no one needs.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not the only one. Don't give up, no reason to be ashamed. Don't give up, you still have us. Don't give up now.
just like a big merry-go-round. You're up and then down, going in circles trying to get to where you are. Everybody's been counting you out, but where are they now? Sitting in the same old place, just faces in the crowd. We all make mistakes. You might fall on your face, but you gotta get
man, Motivational Mondays with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And yes, I'm a conqueror. Are you a conqueror, man? You got to conquer this world Monday, the whole week, every day, every time you wake up, every time those eyes open, it should be an automatic in your membrane. Like, boom, I got to conquer this day. I got to conquer this mission. I got to conquer this goal, you know? I mean, you got to be your biggest cheerleader. When no one else is there to be like, let's go, you can do it, you're the best, like, you're beautiful. Get in that mirror and be like, you know, and tell yourself, man, let's go, let's get it. You're beautiful, like, you're amazing. You have to be the first one to be able to compliment yourself. So when then someone else compliments you, you can be able to know that it's real, know that it's genuine, knowing that, yeah, when they called you beautiful, you already been calling yourself beautiful. So you already know that. It's nothing but a big surprise. I'm going into my phone line to see who's in with me this morning. Now, listen, these are the rules because it always happens. You can call in and listen to the show, and I don't have a problem with that. I'm just, if I see you that you're online, then I just go into your, you know, open the phone line to see if you would like to. If you don't, then you just stay quiet. I keep you on hold, and I go to my next caller, okay? You don't have to hang up. I don't want you to hang up. I want you to continue listening to the show, listen to, you know, all the music that I have. I made a nice playlist last night, nice little peaceful and little soulful playlist that I would like you to enjoy. So don't panic, okay? Like I was panicking last week, and that's another story for another day, but I'm going to my phone lines. Ready? Remember what I said. 917-917, y'all with Emma E2K, good morning. 917-627. Okay, that's cool, no problem. Stay hanging on. All right. Next call. I'm going to my next line. Don't forget what I said. Don't panic, people. 646, you're on with Emma E2K. 646-228, good morning.
Is that me? Is that me? Am I on the line with Emma E2K?
Yeah, you already know, boy.
What's up, babies?
What's going on, cuzzo?
Nothing much. What up, everybody? It's your boy, Sid the Great, on the phone with my girl on Motivational Mondays, because I am feeling spiritual. Although you were talking a second ago about how, you know, you talk to yourself in the morning, telling yourself how good you feel. Let me tell you, that is truer than you could imagine, although it got a little overzealous. I got a little overzealous with it one time, and it ended up breaking up a relationship because, you know, she was saying I was feeling myself a little too hard, and then I didn't like her compliment. You know, she said, you was looking good. I said, no, baby, I am fine. No. I told myself this morning that I was fine. Don't be disrespecting me by giving me less than what I am.
There you go.
How I roll. I got that ego on fleek. That ego is on high when you talk about conquering. I am trying to conquer this world. You know this, baby.
Oh, my God. And you know, we laugh and all that, but there's a lot of people that can't even tap into have that energy, and it's sad, you know? This is the reason why I do what I do with this show, you know? Get everybody amped up. I mean, It's all about just, you know, feeling comfortable in your own skin, man.
That's very true. You know, all jokes aside, in my history and in my life, I've met a lot of people and friends, and female friends. I just want to be very specific. Female friends who, you know, had a long history of having, you know, being insecure and having issues. And, you know, sometimes that compliment that you give somebody, just as you said, when you give that somebody that compliment, that person needs to just accept it, you know. Sometimes you need to tell yourself that, and you're right. Some women that I've met in the past, they just couldn't accept the compliment as truth because they didn't believe
right.
it themselves, you know.
Right. It's sad. Mm-hmm. It's sad. I have a lot of friends that are like that. Like, you know, I would be walking on the street and, you know, I mean, you know the fakes from the phonies and all that, but there would be some people that would give genuine compliments to her, and, you know, to my girlfriend. I'm not going to say no names, but, and she would look at me and be like, oh, my God, like, are they for real? I'm like, yeah. They just complimented you on how you look. You do look nice. Oh, yeah, they're just saying that. And I'm like, in my mind, like, wow, okay. You know?
Yeah, yeah, she has some issues. She has some issues, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And it's probably, just like you said, it's probably genuine. You know, dudes were just feeling how she looks. Although when sometimes it can be a little excessive. Like, remember back in the day, a couple of months ago, they had that video that was out where a woman was being catcalled for like 10 hours
catcalled,
on the street.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm, but, you know, mm-hmm, she was fine. I mean, she was fine. She was rocking those yoga pants. When you rock some yoga pants, you know, what do you expect? Like, you just can't be walking on the street like that and not get the attention that you are putting out, you know. It's like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear these tight-ass pants so that way somebody can, you know, look at my tight ass because I worked on it, you know.
But, shout out, and that note, shout out to my brother Sean that's always going out to the beach, and the first thing he says, I just want to see some yoga pants. So shout out to him.
How you go to the how do you go to the beach and want to see yoga pants? There's something wrong with your man's perspective. You don't go to the beach to go see yoga pants.
It starts with the yoga pants, and you know, I'm just saying it starts there.
I feel you.
Shout out to him on that.
So gotta get his priorities straight. You can't go to the beach for that.
What's up with your shows and all that? Okay, have you been filming anything new?
We actually just recorded a few. We're doing themes. Some of y'all don't know. My boy Freddie B and I got a YouTube channel now, and we're posting up these 5 most irrelevant things for your day. So what we do is we either highlight 5 viral videos or just going to themes. So we just recently did an animal one and a thug life one. So you guys can catch that up on YouTube. Do the search Fred and Sid, and it'll pop up right there, top 5 with your boy Sid the Great and Freddie B. So yeah, we did a couple shoots actually not too long ago. So we got some more down in the works. Freddie's hosting a comedy night Tuesdays up in Harlem. I'm actually heading out to Detroit to go MC an event for Purina. Some of you don't know, next week is Volunteers Week, so go out there, do some good. Sorry about the train in the background. I'm over here by the train station. Don't ask me why, but, you know, we're getting allowed. But next week is Volunteer Week. I'm going to go host an event out in Detroit for Purina. We're going to have like 1,700 volunteers out there. I'll post up on my Instagram and my Facebooks and my Twitters. Catch a boy, Sid the Great. Look out for it.
Yeah, and please go to the YouTube and search them, because those videos are crazy funny. Like, they just got a chemistry that's crazy. So shout out to you guys for doing that, man, because every time I see that, I'll be just laughing hysterical and love to share it with my friends, and everybody be like, oh, my God, who's that? I'm like, yeah, sadly, he's related to me.
Oh, booyah. Yeah, definitely. Either when I come down to Florida, you come up to New York, we just got to film a show together. Just want to put you up on there, get your little guest spot up on it, and we could just do that.
Oh, my God.
That'd be really dope.
Yes. Really anyway, dope. I'll be out there this summer, so definitely I look forward to doing that with you.
Absolutely. All right, Mama, I got to get going. I love you.
Yes.
Thank you for having me
I
up on the radio.
Too.
I'll holler at you.
Absolutely.
Catch you up on your social media. It's your boy, Sid the Great. Love you all.
Love you. That was my cuz, man. Big shout out to him. Don't forget to go to the YouTube and make sure you search for Sid the Great. Those videos are super, super funny. Like, really, check it out. You're not going to be disappointed. I want to also give a big shout out to DMX and his whole camp, and all the, you know, all the silliness that's going on. Everybody just attacking my brother and shit. Just him doing what he's doing, and they just attacking him. Listen, the devil is a liar. Big shout out to you. My prayers always go with you to be able to protect you and the whole team, so you can be able to get to do what you need to do, man. It's hard. It's hard when the devil just has it out for you. It's hard. But it's all about the struggle, man. It's all about the fight that determines your character. So big shout out to DMX, man. Head up.
The beauty of the music.
carry me this far to let me go.
Good morning. Motivational Monday with Joe Sexy Host, Emma E2K. Shout out to all those that are calling me, inboxing me, Instagramming me, DMing me, emailing me, welcome me back. I don't know who's more excited, my audience or me. but I'm blessed always, feeling always blessed, and I'm humbled to be able to have this platform, to be able to, speak out truth, to be able to throw positiveness into this universe, which Lord knows we all need it. So I'm going back to my phone lines again. Remember, if I open up your lines and I say good morning, and if you don't feel like speaking, it's okay. You know, sometimes we feel like that in the morning, and that's all good. As long as you tune in and be able to get some positive vibes, you don't necessarily have to always talk. So, you know, you just stay quiet. I won't hang, I won't hang you up. You can continue to listen to the show. But if you do want to speak, then it's your opportunity when I go to your phone line and I open up the lines, okay? So don't hang up. A lot of people hang up. They panic. Don't panic. Don't panic, honey, because I need you to be listening because, hello, a girl got to talk to a listening audience. You know what I mean? So I'm going to my phone lines. 609-609, you're on with Emma E2K. Good morning. 609-732. Okay, no problem. 347-347-347-387. Good morning, y'all. We're MA2K.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Mama.
Good morning. Who's this?
Giselle, baby.
Hey, what up, girl?
Hey, not much. Not much. Just chill.
You're sounding a little low. You're sounding a little low.
I am?
Okay, now you're good. Now we're good.
I'm good? I'm good now?
No.
How you been? I'm glad that you're off vacation, girl. I need my motivation on Mondays.
Thank you, sis. I mean, you know, I had to take a little leave of absence to check out my health, you know, make sure my health was important.
That's right. That's hard.
Without your health, you can't do nothing. You can't be a service to nobody. But I got it under control. Yeah, I got it under control, and I'm back, and, you know, I'm happy, man. I'm happy. Because this helped me so much, you wouldn't believe. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, they listen to the show to be motivated, but I actually pick up that vibration and that motivation from my listeners and my callers. So that works for me too.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because that's exactly what happens with what I do with it. Now that motivates me. But on the same note, health goes first, and I'm just glad that you're back. Now
thank
I could
you.
Hear you on a Monday while I'm working, listening to DMX, you know, and all your inspiration.
Thank you, sis. Thank you. But before we go any further, can you please let the listening audience know what is exactly that you do that motivates you?
Well, first and foremost, any day above ground is a good day. I'm down many times. Right now, I'm going through a really rough patch in my life. I'm off from work today. But what motivates me is my kids. That is everything to me. They push me to be better. Another thing that I do, my volunteer work, really, really, I look forward for Saturdays when I do my volunteer work with Anena at the shelters. That feeds my soul, if you know what I mean. It's as much therapy as it is to me as it is to them. It is just great. God gave us two hands, one to help ourselves and one to help the neighbor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it's always a great feeling when you extend when you extend either knowledge or vibes with someone that's in need. And when they grab onto it and they're so, you know, they're just so appreciative of it, you know, you take out your time to be able to help these women that are under, you know, whatever situation, but are going through hard times, and you uplift them, not only with words, but you guys teach them self-defense classes, which is amazing, you know. People say they know how to fight, but not everybody knows how to really defend themselves. There's a big difference between fighting and defending yourself.
Yes, and now in April 25th, we have that big self-defense class. We have people that are coming. We're going to do self-defense class with weapons. There's a lot of people getting assaults over here, you know, in New York. So if somebody comes at you and you don't know how to defend yourself, most of the times we freeze.
because we don't know how to act. But if you keep going and keep, you're going to react and you know what to do. So we're doing self-defense class with weapons. We're doing boxing with La Nena. We're doing a lot of things because it's all about women and empowering women and teens. You understand? We have to also focus on the youth because that is the future of tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You know, the youth right now, I mean, we see the videos going on, you know, all this craziness that these kids just know no better, have no guidance, or just have, you know, it's sad. You know, it's sad. You don't want to blame everybody else on the outside world because it's you know, the
it
way
starts
you,
at home.
You know, yes, it starts at home and the way you raise these children. But I've seen children, though, that have been raised, I mean, the most proper, and once they're in the street, they're a different person because the kids when they're with us, they're one person.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're
mm-hmm.
outside at home, trust me, they become society. They become society.
The peer pressure,
you know?
They want to fit in. That's it. They want to fit in. It's all about your surroundings, too. Sometimes kids, when their personality is not defined yet, they absorb whatever environment they're in.
Mm-hmm. They're like sponges. That's why they say kids are like sponges.
Mm-hmm.
Like sponges, and they can either absorb goodness or, you know, good things, or they can absorb bad things.
Yes.
So they're
yes.
sponges. So we got to be careful what it is that our children are absorbing, you know,
mm-hmm.
either positive stuff or negative stuff, because it can go either way.
Yes, it sure can. It sure
it can
go either way. And it's sad, man. It's sad because right now the youth is, I don't know, of some kind. Just for likes, like just to boost the ego. Like, you're beautiful. You don't need to expose what you have. Like, your goods are your goods. You know, it is sad. Just for the attention. Just, oh, I got 100 likes. Oh, I got 200 likes. Really? Is that really? Show me what you're doing. What is your foundation? That you're going to school, that you're doing something for yourself. Because at the end of the day, the older you wish could go back to the younger you.
What? Of course, every day I'd be like, my God, especially on Throwback Thursdays when I start seeing the pictures, I'm like, oh man.
I know, right? Listen, if I could say something to my younger self, I would tell my younger self, just finish your college. I loved my virginity soon, and within 6 months I was pregnant. Cause, you know, I thought I wasn't gonna get pregnant, whatever. And I only got as far as an associate, and I didn't finish my 4-year college because I got pregnant, and I had my daughter at 20. So I'm like, oh my God, I would not go back and change things because then I would miss out on my daughter. But I would do it differently. I would have my college degree. Yes, I'm blessed to have a good job, but at the end of the day, a degree would have took me a lot further than where I am
absolutely.
Right now.
No,
and school, school is like, that's what I always tell the youth. Listen, sacrifice. You could party, you could do whatever in moderation, but never forget that you got to stand on your own 2 feet. Don't depend on no man. Don't depend on no woman. Don't depend on your mother. Depend on yourself. And stand on your own 2 feet. The longest relationship you will ever have is the relationship with yourself. So be kind to yourself. Be good to yourself. You want a lot of things, do it the right way. And stand on your
Amen.
Own tools.
Amen. And it's nothing better. It's nothing better than doing all that hard work and then being able to say and know within you that you did that hard work, so now you can be able to obtain that car that you always wanted, that house that you always wanted, that trip that you always wanted to take. You know what I mean? So
it tastes better. It tastes better when you do it yourself and you say, you know what, I did this. It just tastes better. It really does. Like, I sacrificed, but I put my daughter through college. She graduated from St. John's. She's 22. She's now moving to Chicago. I've been devastated, but you know what? She stands on her own, too. She's been an independent woman since, because I sent her to dorm because I wanted her to be, you know, responsible and get some self-defense, whatever. And
listen,
I am glad that I raised a good girl.
Called good home training. Every parent should be doing that good home training. We got to train them very good at home. So when they hit that, you know, that world, that confusing and hard world, they know and can make better decisions.
Yes, I tell my daughter, I'm doing physical work. Physical work, that's what I do, physical work. Yeah, I work, you know, in the field, physical work. I'm 40-something. I wish I could be in the office, you know, doing management this, but I don't have that degree. Therefore, you do it. One more. So when you're 40, 45, you can be like, damn, I wish I listened to mom.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sis. Thank you. It's always a pleasure, you know, speaking with you. But time's run up, man. This Monday went very quickly for me. But I'll be on next week.
but listen, you know I was DMX, man. DMX.
Yes, man. I played some DMX. Let me see. Do I got DMX on?
You know what? You know
no.
Which one I want to hear? The Snake, the Fug. What's the name of that song? Damien? Damien?
Which one? Listen, inbox me and I'll have it for you next week. Next week, I promise I'll have it for you. Just inbox me and let me know the song you want to hear and I'll have it for you next week. All right?
All right. Bet. All right. Thanks, honey. Have
all
a
right.
good one.
You have a good one too, man. Have a blessed week. Everybody have a blessed week. Enjoy the rest of your week and make sure that always God comes first, man. God, family, and good vibrations, positiveness, man. Bring that out to the universe so the universe could smack you back with it. Peace.
Amen.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood. Why do I do that? Why do I do that? Yeah!